Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
We pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts tonight be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. One of the great traditions in the Jewish faith is their annual family gathering in the home at Passover. And if you're somewhat familiar with that grand tradition, the family gathers together for one purpose, and that is to retell a story, the story of their origins, the story of who they are, the story of their identity. And part of what makes that so important is that it all starts with a question. And the question is asked by the youngest member of the family. And the question is this: why is this night different from all other nights? Now, for me, I can't help but ask that question on a night like tonight. Families gather together, some of you from far and wide, from both coasts, are gathered here in this place tonight. Families have come to be together. And what we are doing is we are telling and retelling and reminding ourselves of the story of who we are, the story of our origins. And so we ask the question, why is this night different from all other nights? Now, I asked that question at the earlier service. This was the 3 o'clock service when half the audience was kids. And their immediate answer was, it's the night Santa Claus comes, which is true. So then the next question is, but then why does Santa Claus come? And why does he bring presents? And the story goes back to the story of our origins. Why is tonight different from all other nights? That has been part of our tradition for centuries and centuries. It's been a part of the great lore of Christmas, the specialness of this night. Even Shakespeare, Hamlet, the first scene, it's the scene where Marcellus and Horatio are out outside of the castle, and they experience the ghost of Hamlet's father. And he's all dressed in armor, and suddenly the rooster of dawn crows, and the ghost fades away. And then it's Marcellus who says, some say that ever against this season, when our Savior's birth is celebrated, that bird of dawning singeth all night long. And then some say that no spareth dare stir abroad, for so wholesome is the night. And then no planet strikes, and no fairy takes, and no witch hath the power to charm, so hallowed and so gracious is the time. Why is this night so different from all other nights? There's an ancient Spanish carol that goes, shall I tell you who shall come to Bethlehem on Christmas morn? Who shall kneel them gently down before the Lord newborn? One small fish from the river, with scales of red, red gold. One wild bee from the heather. One gray lamb from the fold. One ox from the high pasture. One black bull from the herd. One goatling from the far hills. And one white, white bird. And many children, God give them grace, bringing tall candles to light Mary's face. Shall I tell you who will come to Bethlehem on Christmas morn? Who shall kneel them gently down before the Lord newborn? It's a familiar hymn. We sing it every Christmas, perhaps a different tune, so that maybe you'll hear the words fresh. Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and the fears of all our years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. And the wondrous stars together, they proclaim the holy birth. Praises sing to God our King, and peace to all on earth. Silently, silently, the wondrous gift is given. God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven, and no ear can hear its calling. But in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us today. For we hear the Christmas angels and their deep glad tidings tell. Come to us, abide with us, dear Lord Emmanuel. Little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and the fears of all our years, the hopes and the fears of all our years, the hopes and the fears of all our years are met in thee tonight. When Carl Sandburg is one of my favorite American poets. He was asked one time to write a Christmas poem in July. I think it was by the Saturday Evening Post, and they wanted their they were planning their Christmas magazine, and so they gave him plenty of time to try to compose a Christmas poem in the middle of July. It's not one of his most famous poems. But it fits tonight. The creator of night and of birth was the maker of the stars. Shall we look up now at stars at winter and count them always sweeter friends? Because this story of a mother and child is never told with the stars left out. Is it a holy night now when a child issues out of the dark and unknown into the starlight? Down a wintry evening sky, a woman hovers between two great doorways, between entry and exit, between pain to be laughed at and joy to be wept over. Do the silver-white lines come from holy stars? Shall the newcomer, the newborn, be given soft flannels and swaddling cloth called holy? Shall all wanderers over the earth, all homeless ones, all those to whom doors are shut and words spoken, shall they find the earth less strange tonight? Shall they hear news whisper on the night wind? A child is born. The meek shall inherit the earth. And they crucified him. They sped upon him. And he rose from the dead. celestial, the quiet dome of stars high over, make signs and a friendly language among all the nations. Shall they yet gather with no clenched fist at all and look into each other's faces and see eye to eye? And find ever new testaments of man as a sojourner, a toiler, and a brother of fresh understandings. Shall there now always be believers and more believers of sunset and moonrise, of moonset and dawn, and wheeling numbers of stars and wheels within wheels? Shall plain habitations off the well-known road be counted a little more than they used to? Will plain ways and plain people held close to the earth be reckoned with something to be written about? Will tumult, grandeur, fanfare, panoply, prepared loud noises stand equal to a quiet heart, thoughts, and vast dreams of men who conquer the earth by conquering themselves? Is it now a time for the ancient genius of man to be set in comparison with the latest generations? Is it now a time for stripping to simple, childish questions? On a holy night, we may say, the creator of night and of birth was the maker of the stars. Hail the bright morn, see the great mediator, down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds, come worship the babe in the manger. Lo, for his guard the bright angels attend. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where thy infant Redeemer is laid. Cold on his cradle, the dewdrops are shining. Low lies his head with the beasts of the stall. Angels adore him in slumber reclining. Maker, monarch, king of us all. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where thy infant Redeemer is laid. Say, shall we yield him in costly devotion, odors of Eden and offerings divine, gems from the mountains, pearls from the ocean, myrrh from the forest, and gold from the mine. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where thy infant Redeemer is laid. Vainly we offer each simple oblation, and vainly with gifts would his favor secure. But richer by far is the heart's adoration. Dearer to God are the prayers of the poor. And brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness, lend us thine aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where thy infant Redeemer is laid. Guide where thy infant Redeemer is laid. So why is this night different from all other nights? It's the night that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's the night that lo unto you a Savior is born in the city of David. It's the night of the birth of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's the night when the light came into our darkness.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.